Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh my goodness. See, the thing is, God always puts the right people in my path, the same way He puts the right people in your path. And I've noticed that in those moments that I'm asking for clarity on a situation, it comes exactly at the time that I need it. Sometimes even faster than that. And I'm so grateful because all the people that God is placing in my life are exactly the people that I need. Though I have everything I need, there's this reciprocity when it comes to the soul tribe that I have. And when you recognize your power and you recognize your true essence, you just be. And you also have those reminders in those moments where you may start doubting or second guessing certain things. The key is to not do that for too long and to realize that we are all here to help each other. We are all here to raise the frequency of the earth and to be better each and every day, each and every moment. And to not hold on to the past because it's no longer here. And the sooner you move from that, the sooner you can get to the things that you truly want to do for you. And the sooner you can get back to you. And the more you love you, the more others love you. Because they love themselves. So they're going to love people that love themselves. You know, and also like attracts like. So that's an automatic given. And moving forward, I'm going to be even more cautious with my energy just because it's needed. God's already been prepping me for that. And it's just time. Like, it's time to do exactly what needs to be done. And to really do a full throttle, because there's been distractions and projections are like so dumb, but some people are good actors. And you have to be able to see through that, because projections aren't real. All of that is an illusion. And once you see past the illusion, keep it moving. Don't try to, like, give them a second chance or try to see how it'll play out and think that what you're receiving in terms of your gut feeling is wrong or something, because it's not. Like, your moral compass and your inner compass will always lead you in the correct way that it needs to be. And it's always so crazy. I noticed too that, like, paying attention to my surroundings, I've been noticing that the more I stand in my power, the more I rise, and the more I'm in tune with myself and God, the more these distractions try to appear. And I just laugh it off because I'm already aware. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, if you're quiet, if you're domiciled, they treat you a certain way. You know what I'm saying? And then the moment that you start acting like your true self, they're fucking flabbergasted. And they immediately want to try to control that shit and try to tame you or try to, like, mold you into their own definition of what life is and shit. And that don't work for you, because you're designed in your own DNA, in your own you. You know what I'm saying? You have your own universe going on, literally you. You know what I'm saying? Universe. And their universe don't match with yours. every mind is a different world. And when you really sit here and think about that, you have to be open-minded and compassionate at the same time. Because you don't want to make them feel bad, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's going through their own shit. But you also have to realize that when their universe doesn't match yours, like, it's time to keep it moving, it's time to go, and it's time to rise into what you want, you know what I'm saying? What's more aligned with you. And people don't like that because you're getting out of their grasp. But see, when it comes to free will, you're free to do what the fuck you want, you know what I'm saying? And nobody could hold you back. Nobody. So stop giving power to all these people that don't even know. They can't even begin to think or even grasp what they could do with your energy. You know how a moth is to a flame? They don't know what the fuck that light is. They're just attracted to it. The fuck they gonna do with not knowing what to do with your light? You know what I'm saying? Why would you put your precious, I want to say two words at the same time, forgive me, but why would you put your precious, I'm gonna say how I wanted to say it. Why would you let such precious energy, see, it was a tongue twister to begin with. Why would you let your precious energy, such precious, see what I'm saying? Why would you let such precious energy into their hands when they don't even know what to do with your energy? Again, remember, they're actors. So they're convincing you that they know what they're doing. They're convincing you that they got it all together. They're convincing you that they're healed. They're convincing you that they believe in God. And you got to be careful. Because if you're not using discernment, you're going to be fucking fooled. You got to stay alert. You got to stay aware. You know what I'm saying? Open up to that awareness, you know what I'm saying, outside of yourself, so that way you're led in the right way. Because these people don't give a fuck about nobody else but themselves, unfortunately. And it's just so sad, so heartbreaking, because you see them in one way and you see their potential and you hear their words and you could paint that picture. Don't mind Leo scratching in the background. And you can hear their words and trying to paint that picture on what they want to manifest and what they want to, you know, what they want to come into fruition. And it's all a lie. Is an illusion. God ain't gonna send you confusion. Like, but you have the choice to select that confusion and or chaos. But when you actually choose clarity and or peace, it might feel weird, or you might fully embrace it. It all depends on who you are. But if you feel weird, you have to realize that you are deserving of this love. You are deserving of this clarity. You're deserving of the world, the universe, the galaxies, everything. You're deserving of all good things. And when people try to diminish you and belittle you and try try to bring you down to their level because they're jealous of your spirit on how you move so freely, you love so freely, you know what I'm saying? They feel away because they don't know how to attain that. They don't know how to get there, you know what I'm saying? And it's not that you gatekeeping and not giving them the code. You showing them exactly how to do it just by being you, you know what I'm saying? However, they don't know that. So they start feeling away because it looks so much more grandiose than what it is. And they start second guessing themselves. Then they start, depending on how much trauma they've healed, you know what I'm saying? Or how much they've healed themselves. I believe that everyone has some type of trauma, you know what I'm saying? So I'll just apply it to the first one, the first example. So yeah, they start, you know what I'm saying, second guessing themselves and reverting to their childhood trauma, you know what I'm saying? It could be adult trauma, but at the end of the day, a lot of the issues that we resolve stem from our inner child and, you know what I'm saying, how we perceived things and dealt with things in our youth. Which is why it's so important to heal your inner child, because that's where you first learned how to maneuver through different situations, you know what I'm saying, that were in your face or in your environment or whatever. So these people, because they haven't healed, they start attacking you and making you feel bad, trying to take out their trauma or their reaction towards your light, you know what I'm saying, from the standpoint of their childhood trauma. I wanted to use a different word, but they try to do that, and they don't know how to verbally express that in a way to where they could be overstood in a sense. So I hope you get what I'm trying to say. I feel like you do. But rather than someone simply just, you know what I'm saying, seeing that light as an inspiration to be light or to be more light-like, more light-like, they revert, you know what I'm saying, to that child, whatever age, you know what I'm saying, their first trauma hit them at is the age that they will respond to you when it comes to their trauma, if they, you know what I'm saying, haven't healed it yet. And this is why it's important to do that self-reflection and do your shadow work, because you'll be aware of that and you'll be responding versus reacting. But mainly I just want to say that it's not even worth paying attention to the people that are trying to bring you down anymore, because they're going to be in their own little world. Like, not only are they already in their own little world, in their mind, they're going to be grouped with these same people that are in this same kind of world, while you're headed towards the people that are having the mentality that you have, you know, which is wanting to be better, wanting more peace around you, wanting more love around you, you know what I mean, like wanting to elevate more and all of these things. And you're going to start to see the difference on the people that are actually working on themselves and the people that are not. And you're going to want to gravitate towards the people that are doing the work on themselves, obviously. I would hope, right? But, you know, there are people that don't know the codes to heal themselves because they haven't been taught. But healing is a self journey, innately, because only you know your issues, only you know your problems, only you know what can help you or what can make you worse. You can have guides around you that can assist you, you know what I'm saying? However, the work comes from you, and you have to reach a point where you want to do this work because you're so tired of seeing the same results that aren't working for you. You got to get to a point where, you know, you're mad at the situation or fed up with the situation. Like, it's a certain level that's reached when you get tired of a situation that you can use to fuel you, to transmute that into something higher, into something better for you. And that's where using this anger or hurt or using all that to transmute that into love, you know what I'm saying? To just alchemize that energy from hate to love, you know what I'm saying? So that you won't become defeated, or even before you become defeated. And that's why I had that silent moment, because just as that word came to me, like, I was just like, damn, because it's also giving me that reminder too, that it's like, stay close to God, yo. Not for me. I'm not saying that for me, because I already know what it is. I already know what's in my mind. But more so to you that's listening, and the people that are around you that you may know that need to do their work. Because the way it's looking out here, like, you're going to start seeing the difference. If you haven't already, there's so many people that already noticed the difference to where they're tired of the same old shit, you know what I'm saying, being presented. And it's like, that shit ain't appealing to our fucking palate, like, you know what I'm saying? So stick with those that genuinely love you, that genuinely want you to succeed, that genuinely embrace you in all your shades, you know what I'm saying, and all of your light. Those that fully embrace you and not just are there when you're doing good or when you're doing bad. I just want to say also that it's not your fault that you're that motherfucker. Like, it ain't your fault. Like, you was born like that. You know what I'm saying? It's not your fault. Unfortunately, there are people that are going to be obsessed with you, and it's going to be kind of icky and creepy, but that has nothing to do with you. Because it's not your fault that you that motherfucker. Like, it's not. So, and my stomach might make an entrance. It might have already, but I kind of hear it. You know what I'm saying? It is 5 a.m.-ish. Whatever. But when God says speak, I got to speak. So, as I was saying, in knowing that it's not your fault that you this motherfucker, that you're this gem, that you're this light, that you're this vessel, anointed vessel, there are people that I've already mentioned that are in their own universe gravitating towards the people that don't want to do the work. A lot of those, be prepared. And I'm hearing like, oh my God, this is such a funny ass reference. God is hilarious. You remember Scar singing Be Prepared on The Lion King? is that kind of energy. Be prepared for a bunch of them motherfucking scars, a whole bunch of them motherfuckers being around you. And in this case, I'm saying motherfuckers not in the light way that I was saying it towards you. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said gem and all this and light and also. You know what I mean? Because there is a true difference between Scar and Simba's father. And let me just say Simba. Let me just keep, you know what I'm saying? But Simba. Also, like, damn, it's giving a lot of people are older than you. Because remember, Simba was young. You know what I'm saying? At one point, he was young. And he came into his essence. You know what I'm saying? He gained all the knowledge he needed from God. He gained all the knowledge he needed from his ancestors when he saw his father in the sky. You know what I'm saying? The monkey was like a spiritual guide. You know what I'm saying? So people that keep you uplifted, people that feed your spirit, you know what I'm saying? Help you charge your batteries, you know what I'm saying? Or add on to your battery charges, rather. Right. But with all that, Simba was out the mix. Like, he wasn't in the way. He was focused. You know what I'm saying? He was on this self journey, trying to gain knowledge. And he came back with the gems to the hood. You know what I'm saying? And someone he considered family tried to get this nigga out of here. And he was older than him. Now let's remember that a lot of older people are stuck in their ways. You know what I'm saying? After a certain age, you just like that. You know what I'm saying? But there's always room for improvement given that you try extra hard and try to do that work for yourself to better yourself. So be prepared to see a lot of obsessive people, around you. You might just feel their energy. They might come to mind. You might physically see them. Just pray for them. You know what I'm saying? But they may be older too. And still sit on your throne. You know what I'm saying? Don't get up from your throne. But also have compassion for the elders. Because a lot of them don't want to share the information that we need to help connect and bridge the generation behind us. And I don't know if you heard that thunk in the ceiling, but if you did, that's not confirmation, but it's true though. They gatekeeping, they keeping the information. They're not really sharing the gems. Like, we doing what we can to learn what we need to learn. You know what I'm saying? To pass that down, but they hold the true knowledge. You know what I'm saying? They was out here before there was any like official technology out. You know what I mean? So it's unfortunate that there aren't enough people sharing the gems that are needed to pass that baton when the time is, you know what I'm saying? When the time is there for that to happen. But don't lose focus of who you are. If you feel like you don't recognize yourself, you're probably going through a transformation, and that's okay. Just learn to embrace the new you. As weird and different as it may feel, but remember that you prayed for this at one point. If you're choosing to want to be better, you're not going to remain the same. and you have to be okay with those changes, because otherwise you're reverting and going backwards and not being who you truly are. You know, for the first time, I kind of feel like people are actually going to listen to this. Just because, like, in the last couple of weeks, I made like a 12-minute audio-ish, 12, 13-minute audio. And I was like, that's good because it's direct, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But it was just out there because it had to be said and all that. But this one just feels different because I could just feel so many people, like, working on themselves. Like, I've been seeing it, you know. God's been bringing it to my attention. And it's just felt. Like, you have to also realize that a lot of the feelings that you feel, other people resonate with those feelings too. So if you've been feeling like you've been called to change and to work on yourself, improve yourself in little areas here and there, or just have a full-on transformation, embrace it, because it's exactly what we need. We as a collective, we as a whole need that so that we can move forward and carry on more light. And that's exactly what they don't want, but we still gonna get it done, because that's why we're here, you know? That's why we're here. But I feel like now people are gonna be gravitating towards the things that they want to see, because they'll be in that frequency. When you're in that frequency, you know what you want. Like, you're the selector of your life, in a sense. God just helps you bring it forward. That was supposed to be a burp, but whatever, like. But still, I felt like it was still a confirmation in a sense. But anyways, so, there's going to be a lot of stillness. Be okay with the quietness. Be okay with this newness and stillness. Because it's like, you could still be busy. You could still be doing what you got to do out here. But it's like, it's still this stillness. But it's also, man, I feel like it's revving up. I can't even explain it. Like, I feel like because a lot of y'all stayed down and kept y'all faith, like, there's so many rewards coming for that. Be mindful of your thoughts. A lot of these thoughts aren't yours. Like, these thoughts that make you doubt or make you second guess or make you fear or make you sad, those kind of feelings, they're not your feelings. Remember that emotions, feelings, they're visitors. They're just passing by, like, oh, you feel something. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me. Couldn't mute this fast enough, okay? While they pass, the feelings, just acknowledge it. Don't dwell in it, but I'm saying, and not acknowledge it to where you know what it is, and now you on to your next thought. Don't sit and dwell on things that already passed, unless you're trying to gain clarity. but don't sit there too long because they're just feelings. Some feelings come back up just so that you can reassess them from this new transformation that you have gone through. So it may feel like a lot of shit is like, usually when you go through a transformation, you know, a lot of things fall apart because they're so unexpected. And it's like, whoa, what are all these changes? What's going on? Like, but it's for your betterment. And then you realize later, like, damn, that's why this happened. That's why this happened like that. Oh, okay. Like, you get that clarity. But in the moment of this quiet and stillness, I don't know if you heard that, but it's in this moment of quiet and stillness. Focus on your visions, what you see for yourself, the goals that you have set for yourself, and the ones that you'll be adding on. Because now with this new version of you, you get to really play. You know what I'm saying? You get to really enjoy. And I'm talking about play, like, with the universe. Like, yo, God, like, what we doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? That kind of energy, like, the world is your oyster kind of energy. Now you get to really play, like, what do you want to bring? Because you see, everything stems from your inner from your inner child. I don't know what other word I wanted to say, but okay. Everything stems from your inner child. Oh, I see. All right, I remember now. So when you were a child, everything just came so easily to you because you didn't think twice about shit. Like, you just acted in your true nature. You just were. You didn't have to pay up. You didn't think about bills. You didn't think about nobody trying you in that sense. Like, yeah, it might have been some funny, you know what I'm saying? But it wasn't nothing. You was over that real quick. You bounced back from it real quick. But when you thought about your goals of what you wanted to be when you were older, you saw that. You saw that, and nobody could tell you differently because that's just what it was. So now, in this new transformational energy that you are having, now you get to play with the universe. And I mean, with that childlike, you know what I'm saying, perspective of God can give you anything and everything. You know what I'm saying? Or the universe, however you relate to it. But yeah, play with the universe. Like, that sounds so crazy out loud because I know that there's people that want to flip that, you know what I'm saying? But I gotta be able to be so, like, grounded with the fact that my intention is pure and it's not coming from that. So, you know what I'm saying? People gonna take it how they're gonna take it. And the ones that are, if you know, you know. You know what I'm saying? If you catching what I'm dropping, you good. So think of these goals and these new, like, visions, tunnel visions that you have. Tunnel vision sounds crazy. These different visions that you have, and keep that tunnel vision. You just went through a whole lot silently too. Like, people don't even know that you dealt with a little something just recently. Some a lot of something, because it's like, the harder the chips fall, you know what I'm saying? You know what? The more that you let go of, the more that had to leave your life, the more goodness is going to come into your life, the more abundance is coming into your life. And you have to be able to let that go with ease, because that's energy that you don't need anymore. That's stuff you don't need anymore. and you have to make space for the new. I like where we're headed. I'm gonna keep that, you know, a little quiet, because I know God is gonna do the big revealing. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna let God be God and just show you, because you deserve all this goodness. You deserve all this abundance that God wants for you. And because you're doing that work, it's coming for you. It's meant for you. Your destiny is important. Always remember that. You are perfect in your quote-unquote imperfect ways. You're still imperfect. You're still perfect. Control delete that imperfect part. But as quote unquote imperfect you may be, you're perfect. Always remember that. No one is you, and you are no one else. You know how powerful that is? It's just you out here. Like, you're the only... There's no one else with your fingerprints. It's like, there's nobody else out here that could be you. No one can play you more than you can do you. You know what I'm saying? No one can be that, like, your character. Because you're you. Why don't you show the world who you are? It's okay to be a leader. It's okay to grow. It's okay to express yourself. It's okay to just be. Your essence is a gift. You are the gift. What you bringing? What you bringing to the table? You're the gift. Oh, I didn't bring you a present. I don't want to go to that event. I don't have a gift. You're the gift. Really realize that you are the gift. Really. Real eyes. Jesus. That, wow. Hold on. Really real eyes that you're the gift. You got to see that shit with your own eyes. Real, recognize real. Your energy ain't for everybody. Stop sparing people. You're not getting that energy back or that time back. Time is precious. You're the gift. And not in no cocky way, but just that confidence energy. You know that, though. You're allowed to be confident and confident. When you really realize that you're that gift, you can move around how you want to move around, because you're in that connection with God. Like, you're tapped in with God. You're centered. So stop letting these people try to quote-unquote try to trick you out of your position. You know what I'm saying? That they can't trick you out of, because everything that was meant for you will always be for you, no matter what happens. You just got to keep your faith. Your faith is the most important thing. Your faith, your morals, your vision, your dignity, your integrity. Ooh, integrity is huge. And keeping things sacred, keeping your energy sacred to the point where everybody don't got access to you like they used to, because you done raised your energy and your levels up so high that you're just doing what God wants you to do. you're not willing to get in trouble with God or yourself. Like, because you end up paying for it. You know what I'm saying? When people don't value your energy and you go over here overexerting yourself and overextending yourself and they don't reciprocate, you end up missing out. You end up losing out. I mean, they end up missing out, but you end up losing out in the sense that you don't have that same energy, you know what I'm saying, that you had prior to you even meeting them. Now you got to work on your healing, depending on how much time you didn't gave in to, you know what I'm saying, whoever that was or whomever they were. Because it'd be a lot of people trying to pick at people's energy, you know. But I just, like, I just pictured an octopus and, like, mad, the fucking tentacles. Like, yo. The incubus and the succubus and the Jezebels and all of the things, they gotta chill. Like, they trying to pull on your energy. They trying to stick all them fucking tentacles on you and shit. No. You're not their fucking energy source. God is. You know what I'm saying? Some people, you got to redirect back to God. Like, yo. You know what I'm saying? Go that way type shit. Because all they're going to do is just suck your energy. With problems, finances, shit. You might lose your job. God forbid. Like, dumb shit. Dumb shit. Nah. That ain't who you are. Let them be them in their universe and you be you in your universe. And just focus on God and what the people around you that love you want for you. And of course God, you know, but that's a given. That is a given. Congratulations on making it to this stage in your life. You are not to be played around with. You are meant to be taken seriously. You are meant to be respected. You are meant to be treated like royalty. Because you are royalty. You got royalty inside your DNA. You're protected in all ways. As my sis says, always. So, don't ever forget how much you're loved, how much you are appreciated by those around you and by God, and how much love you have for yourself. Build that shit up every day. They can't take nothing from you that you don't give them. Keep your energy sacred. And don't forget how much you're going to be loved when all of this is over. Because your legacy is going to be one of one. Don't forget that I told you that too. Stay blessed.